You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
We played that Johan Cruyff soundbite there. The United States in the latter stages of their game at MAPFRE Stadium in Columbus, Ohio, World Cup qualifier. It was a huge night of pressure there. The United States with a 3-0 lead over Guatemala, so the sun will shine tomorrow and on U.S. soccer, as this was a very important result to pull off here tonight. Still a couple of minutes to go. We will begin to take your phone calls on this U.S. effort tonight, 713-780-3776. You can also weigh in on anything soccer-related, but U.S. Guatemala, we can talk Mexico being the kings of CONCACAF right now. We can also talk a little bit about Johan Cruyff. That is open subject, and we put it out there. Who has been the most influential player/manager in the history of soccer? And some have called in just talking about the playing side of it, but who has been the most influential? Who's defined and changed the game? I hope you enjoyed the Thomas Rongen and Oliver Luck interviews as well. All right, quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light wants to remind you that they are the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you to listen in, call in, engage. Do it right now at 713-780-3776. On your game, the global game, weekly here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. They also remind you all of the international competition and live soccer matches that come our way. Copa Centenario is right around the road, right down the road. The Houston Dynamo, the Dash. We had Club America and Tigres here recently to a sellout crowd. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And Bud Light wants you to get over to Facebook Soccer Matters, like us, and engage in the conversation. Soccer fans, Amigo Energy, excited for the start of the new season. They're excited for the Champions League final, the Premier League run-up. And they want you to remember that in the spring, this time of the year, it is a great time of the year to shop your energy. So shop for affordable energy with Amigo Energy. This month's Amigo Energy featured product, Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy, Basics 24, no minimum usage fees, none of these customer service or payment fees, just a great low rate. You want to save money, so do I. Don't let the dust gather. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/soccermatters and sign up for Basics 24 and save money, or call 888-995-9299. That's Amigo Energy. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. That's AmigoEnergy.com/soccermatters. And again, we remind you that Copa Centenario is right around the corner. It comes here in June. And, I mean, per the discussion with Oliver Luck, it's just an amazing moment for us as a soccer community. And I don't know if everybody understands in the mainstream sports community what this is going to mean here. We're going to have the world's best soccer players. Chicharito, Giovanni Dos Santos, Jaimes Rodriguez. They will be in Houston specifically. The United States have gone up 4-0 now. So it's a big night for the U.S. Getting their qualifying campaign back on track. The Copa Centenario, it's 100 years in the making. It's 32 games. It's 16 teams. It's one champion. It's Copa America Centenario. Colombia will play Costa Rica here. Wonderful match there with two teams that performed so well in the last World Cup in Brazil. Jaimes Rodriguez with Colombia, amongst other stars. Costa Rica, Keylor Navas, Joel Campbell. They'll all be in this tournament. Mexico will then take on Venezuela. El Tri against the Vino Tinto. And then there's going to be a semifinal here at Energy Stadium. And from all accounts, there's a very, very good chance that will be Argentina back here in Houston. And Lionel Messi and Sergio Aguero and Javier Mascherano and company. Individual tickets are on sale now at ca2016.com. We are fortunate in this soccer community to have the opportunity to go to all these live events. Compra tus boletos hoy en ca2016.com. All right, 713-780-3776. If you have been watching the U.S. Guatemala, wherever you are, let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. Obviously, from the opening kickoff, boy, there was a distinct difference from the team that walked on the field in Guatemala. It was a team engaged. It was a team motivated. This after a lot of real healthy pressure. They are going into stoppage time now in Columbus. And it's, I believe, 4-0 now, right? United States 4-0 over Guatemala. No surprise. But a little bit nervy going into this. And they got a very important early goal from Clint Dempsey to get the U.S. off and running. And against deep defending teams, you always want to pick off that first goal. 713-780-3776 to react to the U.S. Guatemala. We can talk also about the U.S. getting set to take on Colombia, the under-23s, in that vital Olympic qualifier, hoping to do the double tonight. We're going to find out if the U.S. will be participating in the Olympics tonight as well. All right, right now the next segment is brought to you by the Houston Dynamo. At HoustonDynamo.com is where you go for your tickets. Again, Houston Dynamo brings you this next segment. Now, this is Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. I caught up with him last week when we heard of the very sad passing of Johan Cruyff at 68 years of age due to cancer. Again, he was a chain smoker during his playing career. And back when I played, a lot of Europeans would be in the back of the plane smoking. We had one team I was on, Josef Horvath. I mean, just European guys seemed to smoke more. The Dutch certainly did. And Johan Cruyff sadly passed of cancer. But here's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle and his thoughts on the great Johan Cruyff.
Yeah, I think we're all, you know, the soccer world is saddened by the passing of such an iconic figure. I mean, someone for a period of time was probably in his period the best player in the world for a number of years. Everybody still speaks about the Cruyff turn. You know, that's ingrained in soccer. So it's always sad when somebody of that standing passes. And my thoughts, obviously, as always, will be with his family. But he brought so much to the game, and I think we're very fortunate to have had such a wonderful player and, you know, by all accounts, an outstanding man, being involved in the game for so long. And as I say, our thoughts are with his family, you know, on behalf of Houston Dynamo at this point.
What about the perspective of him just as a player? What jumps out to you from his work on the field?
Yeah, well, I think I certainly believe our game is a beautiful game, and I think he encompassed everything about it. I mean, he was so graceful and on the ball. His technique was second to none. He could score a goal, he could create a goal. And within all his individual talent, he was a team player. Went on to have a great career as a coach, as you know, coached at Barcelona, and you know, had a fantastic career at that as well. So I think when you have people of that standing, but the thing about it is, yeah, he's sadly gone, but you know, he's not forgotten in our game. I mean, his memory has that will go on for the length of time because of what he brought to the game. And we're very fortunate, very blessed to have had such a talent within the game. And yeah, I mean, just a wonderful player. I mean, somebody that fans would turn out to see because they always felt there was you know, something special would happen. And I actually remember, Glenn, this is actually when I was at Dumbarton as a young player, which was a first division club in Scotland, and he was coming to end his career. And our general manager at the time was Sean Fallon, who had been the assistant manager when Glasgow Celtic won the European Cup in 1967. And Sean had tried to speak to Johan Cruyff about coming to Dumbarton, and at one point he was led to be interested, but I think the reason was he thought because Dumbarton was a first division club, he thought that was the top league. It wasn't, because we had a Premier League. So once I think he found out, it never happened. But you know, I think I was about 13 at the time, so to have that level of excitement thinking he had a chance of, you know, seeing Johan Cruyff at your training was second to none. But again, such a wonderful player. You know, people, that's the type of players that you paid money to see because of what they brought to the game. And, you know, in the Netherlands, I think, you know, as a country, they'll be in mourning because of, you know, how great a figure he was. And the whole of soccer will be because of what he brought to the game.
About the unique perspectives and takes he had on the game, because he really looked at the game incredibly different. He's one of those figures that obviously changed the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was... He was obviously brought up in a very much that Dutch culture at the time of passing and moving the ball, and I think then he really then enhanced that, you know, with his ideas once, you know, he finished his playing. And then you look at Barcelona and a lot of what Barcelona do. I mean, that's not happened over a couple of years. That's been ingrained for many, many years, and I think he played a huge part in that in terms of, you know, what we call the beautiful game that I believe Barcelona play. And I think Johan Cruyff had his ideas in the game. He wanted the ball to be played on the grass because that's what it was there for. And I think when we look at the teams that play that way, I think he's had a huge bearing on that.
It's been great fun tonight to get all the differing perspectives. That was a wonderful perspective from Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. This segment with Owen was brought to you by HoustonDynamo.com. We urge you to get over there, get your tickets. A couple of great games coming up. Seattle comes to town with game-winning goal scorer tonight, Clint Dempsey. It was a 4-0 beatdown. It's over. Love to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Weigh in on tonight's U.S. win over Guatemala. 713-780-3776. We're talking Johan Cruyff. You can even talk the Dynamo right now. 1-0 loss at Vancouver. But again, HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Two big ones coming up. Two star-laden teams. Seattle Sounders coming to town. And also the vaunted L.A. Galaxy. 713-780-3776. Bud Light, again, reminds you that they are the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you, listen, call, engage in the Global Game Weekly on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 by calling 713-780-3776. Bud Light also reminds you that the Copa Centenario is coming to Houston, Texas. And to get your tickets for the Copa Centenario, it is going to be amazing here in Houston. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, official sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Golden Earring is a Dutch band. Radar Love, many of you know that song. Founded in The Hague near Amsterdam. And tonight we mourn the death of the great Johan Cruyff. We will take your phone calls on him, 713-780-3776. Did you watch the United States dispatch Guatemala 4-0? Are you feeling better about the U.S. situation now? There might have been some people out there who, dare I say it, wanted the U.S. to lose so Klinsmann would lose his job. But if you were hoping for that, then you were likely hoping, or the back end of that would be, you're not going to have the U.S. in the World Cup. So I don't know who would be doing that. But 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Landon Donovan today said Klinsmann should be fired if the United States were to lose this game, which, frankly, I can't disagree with. That would have to be a big boy decision in the world of international soccer. It's normally what happens. But the U.S. got it done 4-0. Donovan was quoted as saying, the sense I get, and I talk to a lot of players, is that there's no confidence because there's no stability. And that's what Landon Donovan said. But tonight there was confidence from the opening whistle, something we did not see down in Guatemala City at the Estadio Mateo Flores. But Landon plainly stated, if the U.S. failed to beat Guatemala, he should be let go. What do you think of Landon Donovan's thoughts? Quote, if you can't beat Guatemala home in a World Cup qualifier, then you probably shouldn't be the coach. It's as simple as that. So, you know, that one remains with Landon Donovan. And I don't know why, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with him saying that. And I think a lot of people came out and said that as well. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to the phone lines. And Scott, what's on your mind, Scott?
Hey, what's up, Glenn? Just getting home from watching the game. I think a lot of good things. I knew what this was all about, okay? I knew on Friday. I watched just so much soccer. The guys came out and looked completely deflated, and we went into that game in Guatemala thinking that we had that in the bag and that we were just going to roll these guys. And we didn't, okay? And everyone with all the hype with, oh, the U.S. is out. And most of the people that said the U.S. weren't going to make the World Cup, don't even know what they're talking about. They probably just cheer on the U.S. once every 4 years during the World Cup finals. So they didn't even know what they were talking about, most people. Secondly, I really like the move getting Tim Howard out of the goal. Thirdly, this was just a matter of reconfiguring our thought mentality. And you know what? We got a shocker, but it's at home. It's in the United States. And let's get it together, and let's just murder these clowns. And that's what we did.
All right.
We
now,
got the job done.
Now, I want to, Scott, I want you to stay with me here. We're calling this the Firewater Hotline, all right? Now, listen to me. You said that we went on the field in Guatemala, quote, we had that in the bag. Since when does the U.S. have the entitlement of going to any CONCACAF nation and think we have it in the bag? Would that not be disturbing to you if that's truly the way you thought players were feeling? And by the way, they were useless in the first 15 minutes. They weren't there. They weren't there. They weren't engaged. That goal off a goal kick is something you rarely see at the professional level. That was comical. Mixed Discarud getting thrown to the ground was comical and giving up a goal off a corner. So since when do we have the privilege and entitlement as the United States to think that we can walk in anywhere and be entitled to a victory, especially a World Cup qualifier in Guatemala where, by the way, that's the biggest sporting event of the year to try and slay the United States in international soccer?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, we're a bigger team. We're not what we used to be 10 years ago. We're the big dogs in CONCACAF now.
No, we're not. We're not the big dogs. Mexico's the big dog in CONCACAF. I'm sorry. That's not reality, Scott.
Well, I disagree with you because we have more players playing in Europe and everything else. It gets to these guys. Remember, Glenn, these are still kids. These are children. A lot of these guys, we're not talking Michael Bradley and all the other the veterans, but there's a lot of young guys, okay? And I really think it's the fact that we're the United States, and you know what? We're going to go and beat down this third world country in their house. And I really think that nowadays, because we have such a winning record internationally, that now we do go to these third world countries and these islands, and we think we're just going to roll these guys.
No, let me tell you, if that's happening, then that is cause for a manager to be fired. That attitude disgusts me, quite frankly. We aren't that good. We've played lousy soccer for a year now, since the World Cup, which, by the way, our World Cup was based on our competitiveness and our physical desire and our backbone. It was not based on having a ball. We played literally every game over there except for Portugal. Except for Portugal, we were in our own half of the field the entire game. We still haven't gotten to a point where we can partially try to control games against great soccer-playing nations in a World Cup with the ball. So I don't know where the arrogance is coming from because, quite frankly, it hasn't been a great year at all. And this was nerve-wracking going into this tonight. And by the way, you know, Scott, listen, I love your passion for the U.S., and there's no bigger U.S. fan than me. But I'm also in reality, and the fact of the matter is something's not going on well here. It's good for tonight. I'm not sure it's good for tomorrow. We'll see. Time will tell.
We'll see how it goes, man. And I really think that, you know, we just need to put our head in the right place. We have the talent out there. I really like the moves that Klinsmann made and who he started tonight and who he yanked off. I'm okay with that. You know, and as long as we keep pushing forward. You know, let me tell you the other thing I don't like is Landon Donovan calling for the head coach of the U.S. to be fired. You know what? Love Landon Donovan to death for what he did for this country. But whenever you're doing lousy stuff like that, instead of some positive reinforcement and some positive things in the media, you know what? That's really hurting your team. And I don't care who you are. You're never going to be bigger than a national team. I don't care if you're David Beckham. I don't care if you're Landon Donovan. You're never, ever going to be bigger than your national team.
You're right.
Shut your mouth, because I know him and Klinsmann have stuff going on, so he needs to shut his mouth. And you know what? If you're going to say something, maybe say something positive to the lads before they play tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's something personal there, but if you take the personal side out of it, in other countries in the world, if you did lose this match tonight and you had only a 10% chance to go to the World Cup, there would be a manager fired. That's reality. That's big boy soccer. I don't, you know, there is a personal side of this. And I truly believe Donovan should have went to the last World Cup. I mean, Both these guys are amazing guys in the sport, and they're both culpable.
I disagree. How would Landon Donovan would have helped? We got into a round and played Belgium, and it went into overtime.
How would it have helped? It would simply have helped improve our possession game just by being there. I mean, he's still one of the better U.S. players at the last World Cup, no doubt. No doubt. Why wouldn't you want his experience there? It was personal.
Well, we had a man with experience, and his name's Tim Howard. He played for Manchester United, and we had Bradley out there, you know, and we had Dempsey. There's men with experience out there, and when everyone's like, well, we need a guy with experience,
but
I don't
Scott,
understand
you
why
wouldn't,
Landon
you
Donovan
wouldn't,
wasn't on the team.
You wouldn't have wanted
of men
more?
Out there that had experience.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want the greatest player in the history of U.S. soccer there as well? Wouldn't you want to enhance that experience?
Because the coach and him, obviously something was going on. Right. And whatever's going on, you don't bring that to a World Cup, Glenn. You can't bring that and have that in your locker room whenever you're trying to keep going.
Well, all I can tell you is all the players were stunned he didn't go. They all wanted him to go. And, you know, it's also possible that Jurgen might have taken the personal side of this too far. But it's all history anyway now.
That's true.
It's all.
Well, it's always great talking to you, man, and you have an awesome show. And as long as we keep pushing, man, you know?
Buddy, great passion. I love it. You have an opinion. I also love that as well. And thank you very much for coming. By the way, what was the fire water you on tonight? A little craft beer, Bud Light? What was it?
No, I just got done working out and then went over and had some chicken wings. And you go work out again, man.
And you got a forearm.
I'm just all hyped up. I'm just all hyped up, man.
You're pumped. I love it. Thank you very much for supporting the program, too, Scott.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you. All right. I like that. He's got passion, Scott, for sure. I don't think there's any question. What do we got here, Big D? All right. Derek Pittman joining us on the show tonight. He is producing along with Tyler Scott and David Philpott, always helping us out. So our thanks to Big D, Derek Pittman. Hey, what's your Twitter handle, Big D? One more time? Derek3WL. Okay. Quick word here for the gorgeous Gale Irish Pub in West University. It's a great bar for watching great soccer matches. You might have been over there today for the 2-1 Netherlands win over England. Or, by the way, Italy got smacked 4-0 today by Germany, huh? You might watch the Dynamo there. Domestic craft beers, exquisite cocktails at the Gorgeous Gale. Strong whiskey offering, thegorgeousgalebar.com, 5555 Morningside, West University. It's got a great outdoor deck as well with monitors. Grab some of that Irish hospitality, the Gorgeous Gale, and then head on down to Bar Munich, which is also one of the great soccer football watching bars in Houston. Bar Munich on Louisiana. Go down there and say hello to Raymond. Taking the matches there. Great open atmosphere. I was down there watching the Spurs match recently against Aston Villa with the Spurs and Aston Villa's supporters clubs there. Monitors at every turn at Bayern Munich in Midtown. Soccer matters. And it does here on ESPN 97.5. Our thanks to Bud Light, Gaspit Law Firm, 7-Up, Bayern Munich, The Gorgeous Gale, Amigo Energy, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, and more to come on the Copa Centenario when we come back.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, don't forget the Copa Centenario is coming to Houston with the world's best soccer players. Chicharito, Giovanni Dos Santos, Jaime Rodriguez, and many more. You are not going to want to miss this party out at Energy Stadium. Costa Rica, Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela, and then a semifinal match on June 21st. Of course, Colombia is in Group A with the U.S., Paraguay, and the Ticos, and then Mexico, Venezuela, part of Group C, which also includes Uruguay and Jamaica. But 10 CONMEBOL teams, 6 CONCACAF, 10 cities across America. We are one of them here in Houston. Get out to Energy Stadium and get into the Copa Centenario. This is going to surprise mainstream media and sports in this country. These games are going to be unbelievable. It's going to be like the 94 World Cup. 32 games, 16 teams, one champion. Individual tickets on sale now at ca2016.com. ca2016.com. Let's continue to take calls here. I would love some reaction on the U.S.-Guatemala match. How do you feel about the U.S. now? I know you didn't feel good about them couple of days ago in Guatemala. How do you feel about the U.S. in qualifying? Is this just, hey, the way it goes in qualifying, or are there deeper problems with the United States? And tonight, you know, was the U.S. rallying. Can we jumpstart this now in qualifying where the U.S. will go on a run of good games? Because they've been very spotty the last year. Let's go to the phone line and Elliot. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. First off, I just wanted to say I love the show. Love the show. Listen to it every chance I get.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I wanted to say is that the U.S. team has no reason absolutely to be arrogant about any of their play. I think that you're exactly correct on your point there that that we can't be arrogant. And I think that the international soccer community would really, really care if the American team was just to keep their heads down and play really, really well, and the fans would do the same. I think that we saw some really good things tonight in the game. I think that we're able to kind of look ahead now. But still, we have a long, long way to go. I mean, I think that our performance in the last World Cup was absolutely fantastic. I mean, we played out of our minds, but we can't expect that every year just because we're America. So I will leave it at that. I'll say that we have a lot of things to look forward to, but we need to keep our heads down and play strong. So thanks again, Glenn.
All right, Elliot.
Hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call, Elliot. Appreciate that. You got a platform. You got a Vine right now. It's 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. So we'll take your calls on Guatemala and the U.S., 4-0 U.S. win. Right now, the U.S. under-23 team is in action against Colombia. This is also a very vital piece for U.S. soccer tonight. You do not want to miss the Olympics for a second consecutive time. These are going to be down in Brazil, as everybody knows. And it is valuable experience and opportunity on a big stage that isn't gathered if you don't qualify. The United States tied and have a road goal from the 1-1 draw down in, I believe it was in Barranquilla, Colombia. A 0-0 draw would put them through. But they are playing right now in Frisco, Texas. Later on tonight, Mexico will take on Canada, and that could get ugly down in Mexico. Let's go to Manchester. Manchester, you are on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 with Bud Light.
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
Good, Manchester. How are you?
Man, I am great. Now, normally I come on here and talk about Manchester United, but I wanted to talk about the USA game, both games.
Platform is yours.
I'm sorry?
The platform is yours.
This, without trying to sound like a myopic Arsenal fan, this is not acceptable for a U.S. team that should be dominating this hemisphere, let alone being considered a powerhouse of the greatest game on the planet. There was a point in time when the United States would never lose to Guatemala. Wasn't that long ago. And here we are facing Guatemala. We did a great job tonight, but did a terrible job a couple of nights ago. I can only imagine what's going to happen in our group with Paraguay and with Costa Rica, who are playing much better soccer than Guatemala is. And God forbid, Mexico.
Oh, in the Copa Centenario you're talking about, the U.S. and the Copa Centenario.
Exactly. Considering how we have been playing so far, I do not like our chances of getting out of the group. Because we cannot be that inconsistent when it comes to facing the better teams in this hemisphere. We just can't.
Well, why did it click in the last World Cup from at least an engagement standpoint? My biggest problem with the last World Cup was, at what stage do we finally go to a World Cup and set our marker higher when it comes to, in the vein of Johan Cruyff, having the ball a little bit more and being able to manage games so that you can take the pressure off yourselves? Because the Bob Bradley team in South Africa, the Jurgen Klinsmann team in the last World Cup in Brazil, these teams all had to expend so much energy and so much physical and mental grueling type matches that by the time they get to the knockout stage, which they were fortunate to get through, I mean, it was an unbelievable display of character and fight and spirit. But you're going to have to learn at some point how to navigate group play without, you know, burning all the juice, burning all the gas. This is a problem. There's no doubt we were proud of the effort, but this was blood and guts, spirit that really got the U.S. through in these last two World Cups. At what point do we be able to at least gain a little bit more of the possession and management of a game against some of the world's top soccer powers in a big competition?
And that is the million-dollar question. It takes a certain level of discipline to play against the top teams in the world. And to me, it just seems like when it gets time for us to face somebody like a Portugal or like a Germany, there becomes this panic about us that happens in the second half of our game. Like, we'll settle in. We'll play halfway decent. We won't get behind. We won't get destroyed or anything in the first half. But in the second half, it all becomes like they've relaxed. Like, we've done just enough to be okay, like we did against Portugal. And then we stopped playing in the last 10, last 15, last 20 minutes. And it's really imperative that Klinsmann enact a discipline within them to make them understand that this is not a 90-minute game. You guys be playing this last half like you played the first half. And he doesn't seem to be doing that sometimes.
Well, look,
things like the Guatemala's of the world, like today, yeah, it seemed like they were playing great until the end today. But they didn't have a fighting spirit in Guatemala a couple of days ago. They didn't have a fighting spirit against Belgium in the second half in the World Cup, let alone against Portugal in the second half when we had them on the road.
Well, that's a distinct difference tonight between the Guatemala game in Guatemala City, which, by the way, I've called a game there, a World Cup qualifier there. That is an unbelievable environment. That was an environment a couple of days ago the U.S. was not tuned into. They were not engaged from the opening kickoff, and that was over in the first 15 minutes, quite frankly. And those teams morph into something different when they're at home. Guatemala becomes something different. They scratch, they fight, they claw. The whole environment is different, and you know, we may have more resources and all these other things. That becomes minimal in these environments. Honduras, same thing. These are all very difficult games. Costa Rica, they've all got their challenges. To not answer the bell, though, is to me is incredibly disturbing. Now, tonight, they did answer the bell. They were totally engaged from the start. And the fact is, this was a 4-0 beatdown. They got the vital 12th-minute goal from Dempsey. They get another from Cameron. They get another from Zusi, and Altidor gets one in the 90th minute. So this is convincing. This is confidence building. You know, there's rumors that there's things going on with Klinsmann. You know, mainly that one coming from a number of different sources, but Landon Donovan talking about it with Dan Patrick today. So, look, for the moment, things are good. You've dug yourself out of what was a very precarious position. It's one game, one night, and let's see what happens. Klinsmann made 5 changes to the team that got beat 2-0 in Guatemala. And again, it's all about getting to the hexagonal. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. But Costa Rica is going to come up here, and they have been consistently good. Paraguay is very, very good. And we're going to have to fight out of that group in order to get somewhere. Because remember, this, and you know this, we haven't even played in this tournament that often. And once we did go, we didn't even bring our best squad to it. We got slaughtered the last time.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. And look, if the U.S. can be positioned ahead of the Copa Centenario in a little bit more comfortable place, then guess what? You know, that will allow them maybe to concentrate a little bit more on the Copa Centenario, because I think these are wonderful games to gather huge experience, big crowds, top teams in South America. We should be measuring ourselves. Well, quite frankly, we're measuring ourselves to Mexico at this moment in time. But ultimately, it should be Brazil and Argentina. And to remind you how difficult these games are, 44th minute, Honduras and Salvador tied at 0. Mexico plays later tonight at about 9:30. Panama and Haiti are tied at 0. So, you know, these are tough games. And I think to see the U.S. Get a beatdown tonight and really win convincingly, I think that's important. I think that was an important statement tonight from the players. So let's hope it leads to some more good things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely it was. No doubt about that. Absolutely. It was really a make-or-break game for the U.S. tonight. But that's just it. I don't think that we can consider ourselves truly dominant until we are no longer in make-or-break situations. If we come in and we establish dominance early, then it'll be a whole lot easier for us to carry that momentum into other competitions instead of having to put our backs against the wall. Yeah. It's one of them things that where you've got to take every team like you're playing Brazil every night. And yes, and we know that you're not, but if you act that way and if you carry yourself with that kind of confidence, that kind of tenacity in every single game, then we won't be sitting on here calling for Klinsmann's head or questioning whether he left Landon Donovan off, which he shouldn't have, or wanting to bring Bradley back or any of those other options.
Well, look.
It'd be just nice to be to a point where we can say, well, you know something, we're the United States. We're going to go to these international competitions, and we are going to compete. We're not going to just hope to get out of a group stage, which is what has been our pattern for the past 2 years.
Well, I think there's been a hope to go beyond the group stage and advance deeper in tournaments. I don't think there's any question. The bar is set higher. I just think it just hasn't happened. And back to my point of the last two World Cups, if that's what we're talking about, there's far too much energy expended in group play in these last two World Cups from the United States. Although we advanced, the Bob Bradley team had to expend too much energy. The Klinsmann team expended too much energy. It was incredible drama. But it didn't set the U.S. up from the perspective of being a little bit fresher when you get to the knockout stages. Manchester, as always, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thanks very much, Glenn. And the Reds go marching on.
There you go. And that was Manchester. Yeah, so 713-780-3776. Trinidad and Tobago 6-0 over St. Vincent and the Grenadines. No surprise there. That one's back in Trinidad. Molino has got one. Jovan Jones has got one. Those are two MLS players in that one. Mexico is going to play later against Canada. So we'll see. Hey, here's something from Jordy Cruyff, Johan Cruyff's son. Jordy Cruyff said that the reaction to his father, Johan's death, made the family realize the footballing icon is a part of everyone's life. He said, quote, "We've done everything very privately. My father did not want the last few months of his life to be public. We have realized that Johan is not only ours. He is a part of everyone's life, which is why we have opened things up. He has been an inspiration to everyone, and that's how we want people to remember him." Luis Enrique also delivered a few words on Cruyff. Quote, "To speak of Cruyff is to speak of football. He made the sport about entertainment and titles," said the Barca coach. "Johan leaves us a fantastic legacy that will continue. We will always remember him." Well, unfortunately, the phone call's coming in right now. I can't take your calls because we got to wrap it up here tonight. We remind you, Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Again, a big thank you to all the wonderful sponsors of this show. The Bud Light, the Daspit Law Firm, 7-Up Bar Munich, the Gorgeous Gale, Amigo Energy, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, the Copa Centenario. And again, we remind you to get your tickets for the Copa Centenario at ca2016.com. Also, we remind you that you can get the podcasts of this show at podcastarena.com or on iTunes. I encourage you to go over to Facebook Soccer Matters. We'd love for you to like the page. We'd love for you even more to engage over there. You can follow me on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, that's S-O-C. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And I even do some stuff on Instagram once in a while. Now, I'm not always comfortable with the social media stuff, but you know what? It has to happen. I'm getting more aggressive. I'm putting some fun stuff up. We're doing little hits here and there. And again, we always thank you, the listener, for joining us. For Derek Pittman behind the glass, Tyler Scott, and David Philpott, I'm Glenn Davis. Good night, everyone.